AM Mobile. KN4 TSW Mobile. I heard you've been pretty quiet on the radio on Monday and Tuesday. I guess I got to work too early. I didn't hear back this morning, and nobody else was on. Everybody must have either still been in bed or just now sipping coffee. Was up there. I could make the repeater. I could hear the repeater, but I couldn't raise nobody. And I switched over and let it scan the FRS and GMRS just to see if there was anything up there that the daughter might be interested in. And I didn't hear nothing. I even left the repeater run all night long in the motel listening, and it never fired up. Thing. Good weekend. That weekend, I went skeet shooting Sunday, I think it was. Man, it wore my shoulder slap out. I had a great time. First time I ever really been skeet shooting. Onward you go. So we went down to the Clinton house over in Clinton.
I'd rather go somewhere down that way. I don't think it's down that far, though. I think it's a little more west wherever he goes.
I mean, I know there's a Spartanburg Gun Club. They've got skeet shooting. And the Clinton house, it's really neat. To me, it's set up kind of like a golf course where you basically pull up to a stand and they got targets that, you know, will throw different directions and all that. So it was a lot of fun. None of them were the exact same thing. They were all set up a little differently. They had different challenges. But, man, it was a lot of fun. A little expensive, but still a lot of fun. Too bad. I mean, we kind of half kept score. There were a couple times, like, man, I was really excited because I hit two of them at one time. They just happened to cross or get close enough next to each other, and I shot, and they both busted, and I was pretty excited about that. But, you know, there were some that it'd take me a couple tries till I finally got it, and then there were other ones where, you know, I did really good as soon as they come out. So it just depends on how it was set up and whatnot.
I've never done that.
If I ever get an opportunity, I'll let you know beforehand, and you're welcome to come give it a try.
And what were you using, 12 gauge?
I got the old Mossberg 12 gauge. I put a skeet choke in it that I bought from the Mossberg website, and I mean, it worked fine. I missed plenty, but, you know, that was more my fault than anything else, so, but yeah, it worked out just fine.
Good. And that, we got up there, saw the daughter and granddaughter for a while and that, and took the scenic route back that we never had went back that way before, so it took a little longer, but it was an enjoyable ride, and that, so overall, we had a really good time.
Here, any time spent with family, and, you know, and I like doing the same thing. I'll kind of go back ways, different places, and you just wind up in some weird places. Just, you know, there'll be nothing but just kind of houses scattered, and then you're looking around wondering where people work, and how they make a living, and I don't know. I enjoy doing that.
Yeah, we went one little town, and there was a big, no one call it factory, but a lack of a better word, we call it a factory, but they made, look like all the cattle gates and all the little rings to put your hay in and that. And it went on, it was scattered out over four or five buildings through the whole town.
You know, obviously everybody can't work there, so like I said, you wonder where people work in small towns like that don't have a lot of industry.
Miles away from nowhere.
You try to remember, there's the place where Bush's Beans is at. Man, there ain't a whole lot of nothing around there. I mean, it's just the town, and I guess that's where a good bit of people work, but there's nothing around.
Back way, like you're going into Dollywood and Pigeon Forge.
Interesting. In town, or are you walking a dog?
Neighbor that used to live next to me, They texted me last night, and she was in the hospital. Her little gland right there by your ear is all swole up like you would be if you had the mumps, and she got some kind of infection, so we just swung by to see her.
Good, shoot. I got one of my employees. He's probably mid-20s, and they thought he might have had COVID because he had kind of similar symptoms, you know. Come to find out he had an infection that got in his bloodstream. He was in ICU a couple days, and they finally released him to a regular room. So hopefully he's on the better side of it, but it's going to take him a little while.
Put some strong antibiotics and that, so we went up there to see her, and we're almost back to the house now.
We should be bouncing back soon.
It's 73, we're pulling the subdivision now. Annette, so you have an awesome evening, Annette, and I look forward to catching up with you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
You and the wife have a good evening, and we'll talk at you in the morning. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear.
KO4 HKX, KB2HXS. HKX, KB2HXS, you're on, Patrick. KB2HXS, clear.
You're always kind of foggy. KN4, VWA.
Hey, KN4, WZA, how are you? Repeat, you're a little noisy today.
Bet you good and clear over here. Caught a racket on it. A lot of bacon frying.
You haven't heard a lot of racket until now, right?
Let me load up an old riding mower so I can get rid of it.
What?
Can you chain? I gotta load up an old riding mower, and guy wants to buy it from me. He's gonna give me $150 for it. The thing is more slap out, but it's got a real good motor on it. So I'm gonna take $150 for what's left. And, we'll take it over to him.
No, I wish you would have known. I just got out of the shower, heading down for the farmer's market tonight down in Greer. One of the lobster dog trucks are going to be down there. Dog. It's a lobster. So they make, like, lobster sandwiches, lobster meat, things like that.
Okay. All right. What time is there?
Up tonight about 4:30. It's the farmer's market. They have every Tuesday down in the park down there by Poinsett.
Century Park. Century Park.
I guess that's the name. It's right there by Town Hall in the middle of town there. Not the one on Brushy Creek, the one here in town where they do all the festivals and stuff.
Oh, I think I know where you're talking about. Okay. All right. Well, do they run it on up till about 6:30 or 7?
I'm sure. I know they start at 4:30. It probably goes to like 7 or 8. I'm not really sure.
I may ride down there then. Grab my sweetie and go. Thanks for the tip there, bud. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and jump out and load this thing and get on over and get rid of it. I just want to say hey. So we are definitely Thursday, 2 o'clock. So, 73, KN4, VWA. Mostly sunny, but awfully windy.
Yeah, it's windy as all get out here. KN4, VWA, KB2HXS. Catch you later, Steve.